Welcome to Richardson's Cove Baptist Church. We're glad to have you. Tune in with us and Dr. David Ayers from our Wednesday evening Bible study as we study God's Word together.
That word of prayer, then we'll get Brother Larry up here to share with us from God's Word. Our Father, we come to you today and we are thankful that we have you to look to. In the midst of a troubled world and troubled time, God, we're so thankful again that you are constant. You're never changing. So God, we're thankful we can hold on to you. You have this. You have the plan. You have a purpose and some things you want us to learn through this virus. One, I believe, to be trust and dependence on you. We've been so independent for so long, God. Now we find ourselves looking up to you. And I pray, God, that we do, that as a nation, as a world, we look up to you. Your only help. You are our refuge in time of trouble, but you're all that we need, God. So we're thankful we have you to pray to. We ask your forgiveness of our sins and the many times we disappoint you and have broken your heart. I pray, God, for those that are listening through Facebook, God, our family and our friends and our loved ones, God, that you bless them and their homes. Some folks have not even been able to get out of the house for several weeks, and we know a lot of things set in when we're having to be stationary, God, and our mind can wander. And God, we just pray that you bring a peace to these homes, that you bring excitement and encouragement to the hearts of the people that are there to know that they're not alone, even though maybe isolated physically from each other. You are there with us. You promised you'd be with us even to the very end of the world. And God, we hold on to that promise and to that truth. Be with us tonight as we look in your word. Bless Brother Larry as he comes to share from his heart. And again, we just thank you, Jesus, for loving us, caring for us, and we thank you most of all for dying on that old cross for our sins. We pray these things in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. Brother Larry, you come on, share with us.
I'd like to tell you a little story to start off with. This young man, he married this good-looking young lady. And he marries her, and he says, they had been married for years, and he sat there, and he told her, he was sitting there at the breakfast table one morning, and he says, he's all the time insultive to her, and said, honey, said, I don't know why the good Lord made you so pretty and made you so dumb. And he says, and she's sitting there one morning, he said that, and he dropped his paper down, and he says, honey, I'd just like to know why that the good Lord made you so pretty and so dumb. And she took a drink of her orange juice, set it back down. She looked over at him, said, well, said he made me dumb so I could love you and made me pretty so you could love me. And it's obvious this guy had an elevated opinion of himself. So we need to be humble before God. We need to be humble all the time. And we don't need to be an elevated opinion of ourselves. But I'd like to read a few verses of scripture in the book of James, and first chapter, and verse starting with verse number 22. But now I would like to say a little something else about the being an elevated opinion of yourself. You know, that's easy to do because I've heard people say we, I all my life, but it's not us, it's God. Look how that God has brought this country to their knees nearly just in a few weeks with this sickness that's going around. It's a trying time. It's a sad time. And people is all upset. They just need to trust in the Lord. Now, I want to read the scriptures. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man is he. Now sometimes we can look at this scripture here. We look and we can find that we need to be looking and being more dedicated to God. We need to be in his word. We need to listen to what he says. But it says, but if you be doers of the word and not hearers only, you're deceiving your own selves. Now, we need to be more than just doers. We need to be more than hearers. We need to hear, and we need to do. We need to be in the middle of this thing, and we need to be faithful to God, listen to Him, and do His will, and do what He wants us to do. And we need to share with people, and we need to love people like God wants us to do. Tonight, I want you to know that I love every one of you, and Jesus loves you. And you know, this pandemic thing, it's getting out of hand, seems like, but you know what? God is still in charge. He's the one that's in control of this thing. And if you think that He ain't, you just stick around a little while. And if there's ever a cure for it, if there's ever a vaccination for it, God will provide it. It won't be that some man will do it, and Trump won't do it, and nobody else won't, but God will provide the knowledge to get us the vaccine that we need. But now we need to look at this scripture just a little bit here tonight, and it says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." But you know, we need to be doers. We need to do what the Word of God says for us to do, and then we can get down to business with Him. We can listen to Him. We can do what He wants us to do. We can always listen and do what He strive to do what He wants us to do. But now, as we look on, we can be hearers of the Word, and if we ain't, we need to listen to God. We have trouble listening anymore. When the preacher preaches, we can't hardly remember what he says. We can go out the door and we forgot it before we get to our car. But that's why that we need to be a person that's more dedicated, more serious about our salvation in this day and time. It's time to be serious. And I know that people getting serious about it. More priors went up in the last month than they've ever went up in the history of the world, I'd say. But you know what? They don't need to stop. When this pandemic thing's over with, we need to be still praying and striving to live for God and do what He wants us to do. But then it don't always work that way. I've seen people over the years, a sickness had come in their family, and the first thing they want to do, they'll run to the altar and they'll say, "Oh, God, help me. Help me, Lord. I've asked the church to pray for me. I want them to pray." And we need to always pray for them. But you know what? But soon as the sickness is gone, where they at? There's an empty pew where they was a-sitting. They're gone. They're out, back out, just like they was before. But we need to be more dedicated. We need to take this thing serious. We need to be serious about it. And we don't need to have an elevated opinion of ourselves. Yeah, we can, I do this and I do that. I can't do nothing. I couldn't even find this church if it wasn't for God. And I know that. But you know, thank God that he's the God on the mountain, just like He is in the valley. I remember the old song that Mary Kate Linton used to sing over there, "I'm a child of the King." I'm glad that my name's written down up yonder in heaven, and I'm a child of the King. I remember her singing that many times. But I'm telling you, we need to get people that's humble before God, and they need to be serious about this. It says, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." It's kind of like looking in the mirror. Right here is your mirror. This is the mirror. You say, well, God's people, if you're going to be a Christian, you're saved by His blood. This right here is your mirror. This here is your roadmap. This is what you're going to listen to. This is what you've got to turn to every time there's trouble. This is what you turn to for comfort. This is what you turn to every time that you need a little help along the way. You've got to turn to this, and it's got to be, and you've got to live by it. You can't just take what part of it you want and turn over here and get another part, but you've got to believe it from one discover to the other, and you'll have a roadmap that'll make you live right and go and do right, and you can get on the straight and narrow path. And you know, somebody told me one time, said, "Well, the best way to do is just get right and stay straight." That's very good information to have. "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." You know, this year will show you. This book will show you what you are. I mean, it don't take me to tell you. It says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But you know, this book right here, it'll tell you. It'll tell you if you're right or if you're wrong. It'll tell you which way you need to go. It'll give you directions. We've got directions right here before us if we just follow them. We have to follow them. But he says, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. It's easy to forget, ain't it? You come in here on Sunday morning, you hear God's word preached, and then you walk right out the door, and then you forget what manner of man you are. The mirror was right in front of your face. The road map was there. But yet, we just turned away and went on about our business. But it says, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You know, we need to be paying attention to what kind of person we are. You know, we can say this or that about ourselves, but you know what? I can tell you, I can't tell you what you are. You know what you are without me telling you. You know what God's telling you. You know, his word will help you. It'll tell you. It'll give you the right direction to go. And I'll tell you something. This road map's never been wrong. Never been wrong. Never been wrong. But I'm so glad that I know him tonight. And I'm so glad that other people, you can know him today if you want to. You just got to call upon his name and ask him to save you. And then another verse here it says, but whoso look into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You know, if we don't forget, if we stay true to God, if we'll stay humble before him, if we'll live and do right and listen to him, what he tells us to do, then we can be blessed. You want to be blessed in your life? After our in video land, you know, you just trust in the Lord and he'll bless you. He'll bless you. He'll help you. He'll let you. But when this tragedy is going to be over someday, I know these people coming and praying, people's concern. Don't lose that concern. Don't lose that concern. When the trouble's gone, don't go back to the things of the world. Look at the mirror. Look at the road map, and he'll help you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this privilege to be here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. I'm so glad, Lord, that you're the God on the mountain and you're the God in the valley. I'm so glad that you can take care of us. And I'm so glad that, Lord, that you'll be there waiting on us. You're waiting there for us to come back to you, you people that's not there. Oh, Lord, you need to turn to him today. And, Lord, just give him your heart and your life. But, Lord, help us, Lord, today, Lord, to be that you'd have us to be. Help us, Lord, to not be like that fella that looks in the mirror and then forgets what he looks like. Help us to see our wrongdoings. I'm not no better than anybody else. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Lord, I'm so glad that you saved me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Check out rcvc.us for worship times and ministry information. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 29:11. And from our church family, God bless you.